Hello and thanks for joining us on Chicago Tonight. I'm Brandis Friedman. Here's what we're looking at. A look at what's at stake as Kamala Harris and Donald Trump prepare to face off on the debate stage tomorrow night.
Seems like all you hear lately from politicians is a bunch of mudslinging.
Plus, what issues Chicagoans want the candidates to discuss during the debate? And with disability rights in the spotlight after the DNC, advocates on the lesser-known ways that language can be harmful. And now to some of today's top stories. The city is making moves to address this year's $230 million budget deficit and next year's anticipated billion-dollar gap. Chicago's budget director today is announcing a citywide hiring freeze and limitations on travel and overtime effective today. The overtime expenditures exclude public safety operations. The city cites a decline in revenue and Chicago's Board of Education not making a pension payment for this year's budget gap. Check out our website for more on the city's budget forecast. Meanwhile, records show the city has already paid more than $1 million defending a lawsuit brought by the parents of Adam Toledo, the 13-year-old shot and killed by a Chicago police officer 3.5 years ago. The wrongful death suit filed by Elizabeth and Marco Toledo is slated for trial in early November. City officials have not responded to WTTW News questions about the decision to use taxpayer funds to pay a premium to two private law firms to defend Officer Eric Stillman, who is facing termination by the Chicago Police Board. The police body cam video of the shooting that happened in March 2021 sparked demonstrations and renewed calls for police reform. There's more of this story on our website as well. Visitors to the future Obama Presidential Center will be greeted by glass artwork mounted into the building's exterior. The Obama Foundation announced the installation today in a video with the former president as well as the artist.
So the idea with this was to create a window that's in this monumental building. It offered these two opportunities to see a painting in its entirety from the exterior, but then from the interior to be looking through parts of the painting out into the landscape.
The piece, titled Uprising of the Sun, is a colorful series of 35 abstract painted glass panels inspired by the speech President Obama gave commemorating the 50th anniversary of the March on Selma. The 83-by-25-foot artwork is the third commission announced by the foundation and the first to be installed. The Obama Foundation promises over 20 original artworks across the campus once it's completed, which is expected to be in the spring of 2026. Up next, high expectations for tomorrow night's Trump-Harris matchup. That's right after this.
Chicago Tonight is made possible in part by the Alexandra and John Nichols family, the Jim and Kay Mabee family, the Polk Brothers Foundation, and the support of these donors.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are set to face off on the debate stage tomorrow night. It's the first meeting of the two presidential candidates since Harris became the Democratic nominee just 2 months ago. As polls show, the race remains tight. The debate could be a deciding factor for voters. So we hit the streets and we spoke with people to find out what they want to hear from the candidates tomorrow night.
It would just be nice to hear their platform, you know, because it seems like all you hear lately from politicians is a bunch of mudslinging, and you know, you don't really hear, okay, well, what, you know, what are your policies? What's your platform? What are you going to do with, you know, if you get elected?
I just would like to hear Harris just state what her plan is for the middle class to help as far as our lives are concerned.
How they're going to stop bombing little brown kids overseas, maybe. How they're going to give veterans stuff. How we're going to help homelessness here. I don't see how we continue to send billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine and to Israel when there is like thousands of dollars that needs work here, and we could reallocate that money.
We have an immigration problem in this country. And I don't know why the two sides cannot get together and write a decent immigration law. The last law, I think, was in 86, and it's ridiculous.
I'm interested in the homeless, the homelessness and that immigration piece also. But to be more people oriented as opposed to the big, big business.
I would like to see some more like for child care, for daycare. If you have children now and you're working, you spend so much of your money just paying for that child care. You have to take care of the kids, but if you're spending all your money on that, how can you afford to pay for a home?
Economy, economy, economy. What can you do to make the economy get back to where it used to be?
You know, what I tell people is like, just look at your life. How's your life been the last 4 years compared to the previous four? If it was better, then keep voting along those lines. If it's worse, then maybe you need to vote in a different direction.
And thanks to everyone who shared their opinions with us. As we mentioned, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are preparing to go toe-to-toe at tomorrow night's debate. ABC's David Muir and Lindsay Davis are moderating the highly anticipated event in Philadelphia. And the stakes are high for both candidates, as their performances could sway undecided voters and change the narrative in the campaign for president. Joining us now with more on what to expect are Alexandra Sims Jones, CEO of the public affairs firm APS and Associates, which has worked for Governor Pritzker as well as the Obama Foundation and more. And joining us via Zoom, Chicago native and former White House Communications Director Mari Mossing-Will, who has prepped many candidates for national and local debates. Thanks to the two of you for joining us. So first, you know, the last presidential debate between President Joe Biden and Donald Trump, former president, not well received for either candidate, really. Biden was broadly thought, as we all know now, to have a fairly poor performance. He dropped out of the race after the Republican National Convention. Trump may have performed better by comparison, but many voters were left wanting more substance from the candidates.
I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him. I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. But by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
That's the biggest lie, that he's a 6 handicap of all.
I was an 8 handicap.
Yeah.
8.
Never.
But I have, you know how many?
I've seen you swing. I know you swing.
To be clear, the candidates are talking about their golf games in that clip. Mari Mossing-Will, let's start with you, please. What is at stake tomorrow?
Well, I think the whole campaign really begins tomorrow. We've seen Kamala's burst out of her convention. It was good, but it stalled. And the campaign is almost exactly tied, even in the 7 swing states. So, and I think that they both have to try to define what the rest of the race is about. In terms of Trump, he needs to make it about the failures of the Biden-Harris administration, and Harris needs to make it about how unpleasant Trump is personally and the chaos that follows him around. Both those views are already well absorbed by the public, whether or not either one of them is going to define the race is still up for grabs. It's like the beginning of a baseball game when they throw out the first pitch.